So maybe we can go ahead and get started.
Whenever you're ready.
I'd like to go ahead and call the meeting to order. This is the meeting of the Rules Committee of the Board of Psychologists Examiners. The time is 8:32 a.m. on May 21st, 2019. Ms. Jones, could you do the roll call, please?
Absolutely. Dr. Flowers?
Present.
Dr. Bohansky? And Dr. Malott?
Present.
Great, you have a quorum.
Okay. I'd like to move to the approval of the minutes. Do I hear a motion to approve the minutes?
I make a motion that the minutes be approved.
Second, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion is approved, and we will move to the next item, which is the rule review. And Ms. Jones, I would appreciate an update and kind of what your hope is that we achieve today.
Well, Jeannie Han was going to join in today, and I'm not sure what happened, but I provided you a copy of her proposed five-year review report of the rules.
Yes.
And basically, we just needed to outline if we had any problems with what she has proposed. I've read through it, and it appears to be on target. She has attended both meetings with your committee as well as the behavior analysts, and incorporated all of those comments into the document. The only concern I had was I was reading on page 12 about the number of claims, and I think I just needed to flesh that language out with her, because I believe it's complaints, since we do have the difference between complaints and claims. So I just needed to clarify that with her and the information, because I think she wants to include complaints, or we need to add complaints.
She does complain. To me, what she said is you received 16 claims. Off those five then became a complaint. That's how I read it. And then off the five that became a complaint. So they started out as a claim.
Yes, but I think that we probably need to address complaints, too. You know, the claims are the ones that go to, that are the court-ordered matters.
Yeah, uh-huh.
And they can sometimes be transferred into a complaint, but then we also receive complaints from the public.
Okay.
So I just needed to flesh that language out and clarify it with her. But everything else I felt was appropriate and in line, and I would just appreciate the committee's feedback if you had any concerns or issues.
So, you know, I was looking for actual, you know, what I prefer getting is the strikeout language, you know, like what changed. And so that's why it's a little difficult for me to follow the five-year rule report, because it doesn't have the old and how does the new language speak. And so I'm trying to find where that is, unless I'm missing it.
Okay. Well, please. Dr. Malott, if I may.
Yes?
The five-year rule review is not to provide specific rule language changes. It is to be a tool by which we will go back and make a rule change later. But the five-year rule review is not the process to make the change. It's simply to update GRC on where we stand with our rules. They want to make sure we're evaluating them to make sure they're current and written appropriately and readable and all that stuff. It's a 40,000-foot level. The next step of the process is we'll go to the governor's office, ask for an exception to the rules moratorium, and then we'll start with the rule change process.
Okay. So maybe that's why I misunderstood it. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, this is simply a map of what we're probably going to do with the rules change, but it's not the details.
Okay, so eventually we'd get like a strikeout version and so on.
Yes, sir. When we, Ms. Chairman, Dr. Flowers, when we go through the rule change, that's when you'll see all the strikeout language.
Okay.
Maybe
we go page by page. If you had any questions, Dr. Flowers, we can raise
sure.
it right now.
Sure.
So I'm kind of giving it another look. So.
Okay. You know, I'm looking at page 3, so I don't know if you want to go there or...
Okay, that's good.
Okay, and this might be too microscopic, you know, from what I understand, but on Rule 4-26-205, Renewal of License, there's a section, let's see... C4, and then I. And again, this may be too microscopic right now, but I think it'd be appropriate, like under H and I, that we include government agencies as far as disciplinary issues. It talks about the military, healthcare, and so on, ethics panel, but I think governmental agency would be a good thing to include.
Dr. Chairman, Dr. Milot, Dr. Flowers. Okay, so item number one, which starts on page 2 and carries on to page 3. These are the statutes that authorize the rules.
Okay.
So we're strictly outlining which statutes give the authority to the board to make the rule.
Okay, so right now, okay, I'm looking at the rules rather than the statutes. That's the issue?
What page 3 is addressing, yes. She has to list every statute that gives authority.
Okay. Okay, there's...
And then you're explaining each rule in section item 2, objective of the rule.
Okay, Dr. Mullen, you're asking me?
No, I'm asking Stone.
I'm sorry, what was the question?
Item 2 basically includes just an explanation of each of the rules.
Yes.
Correct?
Yes.
Okay. It's like, where do we get it from?
So section 1 outlines the statute that oversees the rule, where the rule is defining what statute. Number 2 is the objective is just a brief overview of what the objective of that rule is and the purpose for its existence.
So let's go to page 10, Dr. Flowers.
Okay.
Page 10 is the one, is where some of our work is displayed. So if you go to item number 6 on page 10, clarity, conciseness, and understandability of the rule.
Okay.
So the first thing we determined, and so I'm glad to see that there, to simplify the rules and avoid the possibility of being inconsistent, we intend to remove much of the details. So,
okay.
And we did discuss that. the next bullet point as you have 1 year to complete the date.
This was the clarification.
So the second one, go ahead.
Can
you explain the second bullet point?
Yes. The second point was pointed out by the Auditor Generals. They felt that we had a conflict in our rule table regarding timeframes, because we do allow applicants up to a year to take the ECCC. And the current timetable in our rules only allows for the 240 days.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so it appears that need to be changed due to that reality. You know, the timetable be delayed for that time frame to.
Yeah, but I think it would help Ms. Jones to include that information. So when we look at it, maybe a few months from now, we can, it will help our memory to just say the current time is 240 days, which is why it's inconsistent. Could we add that additional language to that, just to be more clear? I mean, it's just to help my memory. So.
You'd like that language added to the bullet point here?
Yeah, just say currently under R4. Applicants have 240 days, however, an applicant, the board provides notice to an application, and they have 1 year when it lacks a score. You know what I mean, that discrepancy?
Yes, I will work with Jeannie. I will work with Ms. Gann to add that language.
Okay, that will just help for memory sake. When you mentioned it, I remembered I was looking at it and thinking, it says 1 year and 1 year. What's the discrepancy?
I see. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Madam Chairman?
Yeah, go ahead, Dr. Flow.
Yes, and again, I may be farther along than we need. Should be here, but, looking, this is in regard to the complaints and claims and all that. The statutes actually contradict each other. ARS 32-2081 B and C. One of them says you can't do a complaint against a judicially appointed psychologist without going through channels that existed before the claims process. And then the next paragraph says you can submit a complaint after a certain date. So I think that language in the statutes should be changed, where the one paragraph says you can't, except as per the following paragraph. Otherwise, I believe already we've had some of the...
But that is a different matter,
okay,
Dr. Collins.
So that's not a rule thing.
Because that's a statute change, and we keep track of statute changes, and then when we do open up the statute, we address all those.
Okay.
Areas that we wanted to address, some of them we just wait till, we have substantial changes, so.
Okay. The other thing, I know, under the general supervision section,
uh-huh.
as far as getting trained to be a psychologist, I know within our rules we state that the supervisor cannot be a relative. But looking at the statutes, I don't see anything about that.
We're careful about our statutes, and the rule informs the statute. And we do have stuff in the rule.
Okay. What I'm saying, though, is unless I didn't thoroughly look enough of the statutes, but I didn't see where that was as per ARS 32-2071. That the supervisor not be a family member or relative and that kind of thing. It's certainly a good idea, but I didn't see the statute.
But we're sticking to this document, Dr. Flowers.
Okay, but I was thinking...
Yeah.
I was thinking we're... Okay, maybe...
Where would that be? Uh-huh.
Okay, I think, you know, maybe again I'm missing the point, but I'm thinking we're looking at rules, make sure they're consistent with the statute. And I don't see that in here.
Madam Chair,
a lot of those rules. Go ahead, Ms. Jones.
Go ahead.
I believe, Ms. Hand, did you join us?
I did. I'm sorry. I didn't know I was supposed to call you. I was sitting here patiently waiting to be called. But yes, I'm here now.
Thanks, Jeannie. So help me, Ms. Han, if you can, if you wish to jump in. So, Madam Chair, Dr. Flowers, the purpose of a rule is to give further guidance and definition to a statute. So
okay.
A statute is the big picture. The generalization. The rule is designed to clarify and define what the statute is to mean. So the rule is going to have more definition than
more specificity.
Than a statute, yes.
Okay, then maybe I was looking for more than there needs to be in the statute.
Yeah, because
okay.
You don't want to, you want to keep the statutes rather general.
Okay.
The legislature gives boards rulemaking authority because members of the legislature don't have the knowledge to write the detail that a board does. You guys are the experts. That's why you have the rulemaking authority.
Okay, so we do have some flexibility on how we interpret or use the statutes.
So really
right.
The purpose of this this meeting, Dr. Flowers,
okay,
is we
sure.
discussed a lot of rule changes when we met the last time.
Okay.
Those rule changes that we discussed are now reflected in this document. So our goal
okay.
is to ensure that whatever we wanted to have addressed are referenced in
it's
this
within
document.
Here. Okay. That's, okay.
Yes.
So maybe what would help is if you have the rules document, which is not one of the attachments, but you can
okay.
get it off the website, and you can, you know, you can kind of, you know, use that as a cheat sheet, or maybe the minutes would help as well.
I did look at the rules as well. You know, it's certainly
yes.
important.
Yeah, so basically we discussed a whole bunch of things that we wanted to see changes. And then this document reflects that. It doesn't provide some of the details,
okay.
you know, but that we wanted this rule change. So like
okay.
I...
okay, these are some of the guidelines for the rule changes. Okay.
Is my understanding correct?
Are you talking to me?
Ms. Jones, yeah, I'm talking to Ms. Jones.
Madam Chair, Dr. Flowers, and Jeannie, so how we started out the conversation, Jeannie, just to bring you up to date, is I told him that this five-year rule review is basically a 40,000-foot map to the changes that we'll be making in the upcoming rule change, provided we get the exception approved by the governor's office. But this is not going to contain all the strikeouts, all the detailed language.
Okay.
It's more of an overview.
Absolutely. It's a plan of work.
Okay, here's like a rough draft of where you want to go.
Right.
Okay. All right. Well, with that in mind, if some of these details are maybe premature that I'm talking about, and so on. Okay.
Dr. Milan, I'm sorry. Did that answer your question?
Yeah, it does answer the question. I guess if we were to share this with the board, it might help to have just a little bit more detail on the bullet points, because those are the ones we're intending to review, like you had on the second bullet point. you know, in the first bullet point, you know, then it, I don't know, it helps me know what I'm looking at. I'm constantly going back to cross-reference because I don't remember the rule numbers. So that's my only suggestion. I know GURPS doesn't need it, but the internal cross-reference in R426-207 and 415 is incorrect. And I'm thinking 207 is the 4 hours of continuing ed, but I don't know what 415 is, and I don't see it referenced in our minutes. But I can go pull up the rule and get 415. So that's just my, you know, I mean, I guess I want to be spoon-fed, so that's a return. is that an unreasonable request?
I can certainly include copies of the rules.
A copy of the reviewed rules will be attached to the 5-year when it's submitted to GURC.
I guess what I'm asking for, like when there's just a rule number, like the third bullet, I would like one more line. What is the incorrect cross reference? That's what I'm asking for that bullet to be included in this document. Is that too much to ask for?
It is not.
Okay. Because the other ones have that. That one is just kind of out there, and I don't know. I know it's incorrect, but what about it is incorrect, you know? Then the next one is fine because I follow that, you know, supervised verified experience. We've talked about that length. Then you're just deleting a phrase, videotape to video record. The heading is misleading because it doesn't address, but that one is just, so I'm just asking for that bullet point and then the verification of the other one that I mentioned earlier.
Madam Chair, I don't think that'll be a problem. Right, Ms. Han?
Okay.
Right, which was the other one? I know the cross-references. Which was the other one you want?
It's the one right above it.
I think it was before you joined. It was the second bullet point to add the stuff on the 240 days. And now...
Okay.
Yeah, so.
Okie doke, I can do that.
Yeah. And then you put the Auditor General recommendation. Then you talk about the behavior analyst. And then Jenna had a question on page 12 that she's going to talk to you about, and that was fine. And that was the claim. So maybe we can ask you about that. It's in the middle of the page during FY 2019, you received 16 claims of misconduct. Jenna, do you want to state your question on that?
I can work with Jeannie later. I think it's just a clarification of the term of complaints versus claims.
Okay. And then you have the rulemaking for telepractice. And you can provide that clarification. Then you have 215, amending the educational changes, supervised experience, requirements.
Jenna?
Yes.
Oh, I just heard silence and thought maybe I'd lost.
Yeah. I'm reading it. So is Dr. Flowers.
Oh, okay.
I'm waiting for Madam Chair.
I'll be patient.
Yeah, we should clear our throat every few seconds so we know we haven't lost each other. Okay. I mean, I don't have any other questions, Dr. Flowers.
I don't either, really. It looks, you know, it's a very good outline. You know, it's just like I like to look at details sometimes prematurely. So, but there's, it looks like a lot of work, but I guess hopefully clarification of a number of things that are rules and life will be even better.
Okay. Well, well, that's good. Thank you so much, Ms. Jones and Ms. Hahn, for your work on the rule. And we appreciate that. And I guess we can make a motion that we will forward this to the full board for approval. So is that the right motion?
Yes, please. Thank you.
Okay. I second the motion.
Okay, so we have a motion that this will be forwarded to the full board for approval so it can be submitted to GERC. We have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Agenda items for future meetings. I don't have any. I think at this point we just have to wait to hear back. And once we hear back, then we can, you know,
take another look.
Yeah.
Next time around, I'll try to seek more clarification about what we'll be doing, you know, so that I prepare the right level of thinking.
Okay. So so then I think at this point, we can move to item six. Do I hear a motion to adjourn?
I so move.
Second, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye, motion approved. This meeting is adjourned. Again, thank you, Dr. Flowers, and thank you, Ms. Hahn and Ms. Jones.
Thank you.
Appreciate all your work.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jeannie.
We will see you in a couple of weeks.